Hi everyone! Welcome back to Southern Ghost Stories, where we talk about some of the most haunted places in the South. I'm your host Chelsea, along with Alan.
Hello!
We hope you enjoyed our last podcast on St. Mary's of the Seven Sorrows in Nashville, Tennessee. If you're interested in finding out more information about the historic church or other haunted locations around Nashville, check out our Nashville Ghost Map app, which allows you to customize your own ghost tour along with our books, Southern Ghost Stories, Historical Hauntings, Ghost of Gallatin, and Haunted Hotels. Today, we're going to talk about what some consider to be the most haunted place in Savannah, Georgia, 432 Abercorn. Alan, can you give us a little background on the house?
Well, as you walk through Calhoun Square, you'll find a mid-19th Greek Revival structure on the corner of Abercorn and East Gordon Street that is thought to be the most haunted house in Savannah. Though once regal and elegant, the home has lost its luster over time and now looks like the poster child for a haunted house. Today, it's thought to be the most haunted place in one of the most haunted cities in the country. The entire area sits upon a slave burial ground that was discovered in 2004 when construction crews stumbled upon bones. It's estimated up to 1,000 remains are buried in the area, which makes up Calhoun Square, where 432 Abercorn Street is. In addition to the burial grounds, there are several stories about tragic deaths that have been passed down through the years about the home.
General Benjamin Wilson, a veteran of the Civil War, had the home built for his wife and daughter in 1868. After moving into the home, Wilson's wife died from yellow fever, leaving him to raise his daughter alone. The little girl liked to go across the street to play with children at the Massey School, which was one of the first public schools in Georgia. It was also fully integrated and had classrooms full of both white and African American children. General Wilson believed he and his daughter were aristocrats. He fought in the Civil War, so his daughter wouldn't have to play with poor African American kids. Despite being told not to interact with children at the school, his daughter still snuck out of the house to play. One day, after Wilson discovered his daughter's disobedience, he tied her to a chair and forced her to watch out of a window as the other children played. Unfortunately, summertime in Savannah can be brutal, especially sitting by a window without air conditioning.
After three straight days of sitting in the chair at the window, the little girl tragically died from a heat stroke as her friends played merrily across the street. General Wilson died a few years later. Some say it was suicide, while others say it was from natural causes. According to Savannah lore, another tragedy struck 432 Abercorn in the 1950s when a couple left their four daughters behind for a night out on the town. The oldest daughter was in her teens and thought to be mature enough to watch her siblings. However, when the parents returned home after a few drinks, they found three of their four children murdered. The one girl that they found alive, it's rumored that she bought the house a few years ago. She chose to buy the home and paid taxes on it every year. Her intent was to keep it abandoned so no one else would have to experience the evil that lives in the home. In the 1970s, a couple with two young daughters lived in the home for 4 months. The children experienced something evil while they were there and would wake up with scratches on their bodies. A voice was heard by the youngest daughter telling her to harm herself and her family. The spirit was that of a little girl who roamed the hallway at night. Locals call the spirit the Boo Hag. A Boo Hag is also known as a shadow being or a skinwalker, depending on which part of the country you live in. These beings are malevolent spirits, and many people from the Low Country don't consider them to be ghosts with connections to a living person at all. They come from a bad or negative energy. With all the death from the Civil War and yellow fever outbreaks, combined with a horrible period of slavery in Savannah, there is an extensive amount of evil for the Boo Hag to feed off of. Savannah residents believe General Wilson's spirit roams the house, grieving for his daughter. Others think his daughter is the one who haunts the building. No one really knows for sure, but there are some who have claimed to see a little girl looking out one of the windows at night. Others have been able to take pictures of a shadowy figure in the windows that appears to be the Boo Hag. People who visit the area often complain that electronics such as phones, tablets, and cameras won't work when they're close by the house. I've been around the house a lot, and to me it's just a creepy looking old house, especially at night. But I've talked to people who live in Savannah who refuse to drive past it because they think there is something evil in the home. I talked to a lady a few months ago who told me that she took a ghost tour recently and walked by 432 Abercorn. She told me she felt like something was watching her, and of all the places they went on the tour, that house in Columbia Square was the only one where she felt uncomfortable. And just a disclaimer, 432 is not an inn or bed and breakfast. It's a privately owned home, and it's not available for tours, so please respect the privacy of the owners when you're in that neighborhood. The home was sold in the last year, and the new owners are supposedly going to fix it up, and the old house will be restored to its original glory.
We hope you enjoyed this episode on 432 Abercorn. If you would like to learn more about haunted locations in Savannah, download the Savannah Ghost Map app in iTunes and Google Play. Also, be sure to check out our books, Southern Ghost Stories, Historical Hauntings, Ghost of Gallatin, and Haunted Hotels. And be sure to check out our website, southernghoststories.com. Feel free to leave a comment or send us a message on our Facebook or Instagram accounts. Let us know about any creepy experiences you may have had. And feel free to give us some ideas on new locations you'd like to hear about on future shows.
And be sure to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Those reviews are very helpful, and we really appreciate everybody who's taking a few minutes to do it for us. Please check back with us next time as we mix things up a little bit. We'll be heading up north to discuss one of the most haunted places in Boston, Massachusetts, the Union Oyster House. Should I do the Slow Jams morning voice delivery?
That's what you're going to sound like.
Or should I do the, hey everybody, welcome back to Southern Ghost Stories delivery?
I've never heard you do that delivery before.
That's like my AM weatherman reporter voice.
Do you watch the weather morning channel very much?
Yes, I watch the AM weather channel on the radio. I watch it every day.
Despite being told not to interact with the children at the school, his daughter still snuck out of the house to play. One day, after Wilson discovered his daughter's disobedience, he tied her to a chair, forcing her to watch the other kids play out the window.
Play out the window?
Play out. What?
Play out the window?
That's not how. Shut up.
Are you playing on your phone?
No.
You're not?
No, I'm not playing. I'm shopping.
You're shopping on your phone? Well, I guess there's a difference. Excuse me, I'm so terribly sorry.